New Jersey has a reputation as a progressive state, but less than 1% of government-issued contracts for state construction projects go to black-owned companies. And a new study confirms businesses owned by women and other minority groups are also getting the short end of the stick. Here's my tag team partner from the WHYY News New Jersey desk, David Matthau.
During an expanding access to public contracting opportunities roundtable, the governor said it's important to pass a legislative package that aims to level the playing field and not simply rely on executive orders that could be canceled by future governors.
There feels like there's low-hanging fruit that we should get at immediately. The best example in terms of a bill is to establish the Office of Supply Diversity.
The Reverend Ron Slaughter, senior pastor of St. James AME Church in Newark, says we need to do a better job of explaining how to get a government contract.
It's hard to play the game when you don't know the rules, when you don't have access, when you don't know how to fill out the applications, when you don't see the opportunities.
Several lawmakers and representatives from the African American Chamber, the Women's Chamber of Commerce, and other groups participated in the discussion. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.